This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The two Democratic lawmakers expelled from the Tennessee State House last night promised to be back at the state capitol next week, calling for change. They were booted out after approaching the front of the House chamber with a bullhorn in a protest calling for more gun control. The AP's Donna Warder.
GOP leaders say the expulsions of Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were necessary to avoid setting a precedent that lawmakers' disruptions of House proceedings through protest would be tolerated. Jones and Pearson are Black. Another lawmaker, Gloria Johnson, who is white, also joined last week's protest in the Capitol, but she survived the vote on her expulsion. That drew accusations of racism. Representative Pearson.
This is undemocratic. This is wrong. This is the perpetuation of patriarchy and white supremacy. This is what we knew we were up against.
Republicans deny that race was a factor in the expulsions. I'm Donna Warder.
Israeli medics say a shooting attack blamed on a Palestinian in the West Bank has killed two people. The latest violence after Israeli warplanes struck southern Lebanon in a significant escalation. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon, what analysts describe as the most serious border violence since Israel's 2006 war with Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group, threatened to push the confrontation into a dangerous new phase following violence at one of Jerusalem's holiest sites. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the Philippines, eight men have been nailed to crosses in a Good Friday tradition rejected by the Catholic Church. It says it would rather see charity work. Americans oppose cutting into Medicare or Social Security benefits, according to a new AP poll. Both programs are on track to run out of money to pay full benefits within the next decade. This is AP News. Now to transgender athletes.
The Biden administration is proposing stopping schools and colleges across the nation from fully banning transgender athletes. It's a political counterpunch as GOP-led states try to ban trans athletes from school sports that align with their gender identities. The rule would stop any school or college getting federal funding from categorically banning trans students from sports teams consistent with their gender identity. But it's nearly certain to face challenges, and the rule would let teams create some limits for things like ensuring fairness in competition or reducing injury risks. The proposal comes as international sports governing bodies move to ban all trans athletes from track and field events and effectively ban trans women from swimming events. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.